Relentless pursuit of his people. Fairy tales and fables don't measure up, and even classic literature pales in comparison. No author or poet would ever dare imagine such an unlikely, impossible story as this. It's a story meant to be deeply cherished, yet widely spread, held close to our hearts, yet proclaimed at the top of our lungs. It's personal, and yet it's for all the world. A saga of epic grandeur, it's the story of Jesus.
Thank you.
And this is how it happened. For centuries, God had promised a Messiah, a Savior who would once and for all deliver us from sins, release us from our fears, and only rest that only comes from the Father. He would be a counselor to the confused, and he would prove himself mighty to the weak. To the orphan, he would be a father without beginning or end. To a hostile world, he would be the very source of peace. And day after day, year after year, the longings of God's faithful people became hopeful expectations. Prophet Micah had predicted it. The Messiah, this long-expected Jesus, would be born in the obscure, tiny village of Bethlehem in the region of Judea. And in an unlikely series of events, all the other prophecies concerning this birth began to be fulfilled. An angel appeared to an engaged couple and shared God's miraculous plan. A virgin would conceive and bear a son. They would call him Jesus. A census issued by the government required that they travel to Bethlehem, the city of David. It was there that on that night of nights, God's Son was born. And it was there that the story of our rebirth began to unfold on earth.
Was that Father God?
It's difficult to imagine just how all the elements leading to the announcement of Christ's birth might have transpired in heaven. Was the plan first shared with one or two chosen angels, then repeated to the entire heavenly host? Perhaps it was just one grand announcement that echoed across eternity and would somehow make its way to earth. But who would release this announcement, and who would be the first to receive it? Of all the news that invades our lives each day, most of it will be forgotten in a year's time, and even less will impact us for eternity. Yet the message of the gospel, the good news that Christ is born and salvation can be ours, is one we just can't keep to ourselves. The shepherds knew this, and there was a lesson there for all of us. So tell it, friends, everywhere you go.
Tell it on the mountain. Tell it on the mountain. Tell it on the mountain. Silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light.
Go, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ.
The humble Christ was born and brought us God's salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
Go, tell it on the mountain.
Always use the most unlikely people in the most unusual places to do the most astonishing things. Who but God would have chosen a simple village girl and her unassuming husband to give birth to and then become the parents of the Savior of the world? Who would have imagined that Bethlehem, a small town of little regard, would become the holy birthplace of God's only Son? And those shepherds, they were outcast. Really, they were looked down upon by most of society. And none of us would have selected them to be the first on the earth's inhabitants to proclaim the good news of Christ's birth. But in this story, God's ways are not man's ways. And the same is true today. He's not looking for the most eloquent, the most articulate, are the most qualified to spread the gospel. Only those with a passion for his kingdom, only those with willing feet to go where he sends us, only those with servant hearts and open hands.
Servant hearts, open hands, willing feet, His love demands. Move us, Lord, to kingdom plans with servant hearts.
When we get right down to it, the question is not, do I have a voice? The question is, do I have a song? The question is not, do I have a story? The question is, will I share my story? The question is not, is there anything I can do? The question is, am I willing to do what He commands? Do you have a song? Do you have a story? Are you willing to go and share the good news of Jesus Christ? However you can, wherever you can. Today in your own world, or even around the world, you can make a difference. You can be a part of spreading the greatest story of all to those who desperately need to hear it, to the hopeless lives. You can share the truth to crushed spirits. You can share God's plan for eternal life. To darkened minds, you can share the light of the world. Will you let Jesus shine?
Grace and mercy, send.
and sing.